Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we ask you to come into the midst of our presence at this time. And the words that I speak, I pray that they will be touched in the hearts of those that hear. Fill us all with the power of your Spirit. So that we may be able to engraft those words into our hearts. Because these are words from God Himself. We pray this in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And then she will read them in the Chinese. The same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake, such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat at it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell among the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns and grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 100, 60, and 30 times that was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. And then I continue on verse 18. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. And one who received the seed that fell on rocky place is the man who hears the word and at once receives it and with joy. But since he has no root, it lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of the life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, make it unfruitful. But the one who receives the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, and 30 times what is sown.
马太福音第一章，十三章。当那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集。他指着上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁，飞鸟吃尽了，落在土浅石头地的，土既不生，发苗最快。 日头一出来，出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了；又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍、60倍、30倍。有耳可听的，就应当听。之后我们接着读18节。所以你们当听这撒种的比喻，凡听见天国道理不明白的，那二者就来，把所撒在他心里的夺了去。这就是撒在路旁的。 撒在石头地下的就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的。岂知为道遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道， 后来有世上的思虑钱财的迷惑把道起出了不能结识撒在豪土里的就是人听到明白后来结识有一百倍有六十倍有三十倍的。
I'd like to speak to you today on God's powerful word.
那我想我用那个神大能的话语来跟你讲。
God's word has a great deal of power.
那神的话语呢是大有能力的。
On the 8th chapter of Matthew, it talks about a centurion man who came to speak to Jesus.
那在马太福音第八章有讲到一个百夫长来跟耶稣来对话。
This man said that his servant was very sick. Could he heal him?
那这个百夫长对耶稣说他的仆人病了能不能让耶稣来医治他。
And Jesus said he would come to his house and he would grant him a healing.
那耶稣说我会去你的家然后这个仆人就会得医治。
But the centurion man said, I am not worthy of you to even come under my roof.
那这个百夫长说呢你来我家我实在不配。
If you just speak the word, my servant will be healed.
只要你一说话我的仆人就会得医治。
And Jesus was so amazed at the faith of this man.
那耶稣看到他的那个信心呢他都非常惊讶。
This man believed just the word that Jesus would speak and his servant would be healed.
那这个人只要相信他耶稣口里所说的话他的仆人就会得医治。
Jesus said to his disciples, I have never seen such faith in all of Israel.
那耶稣就对他的十二门徒说他从来在以色列没有见到这样子的事情。
And so all Jesus said to the man was, your servant is now healed. And it was at that very moment that he was healed.
那耶稣就对百夫长说照着你的信心给他成就了。那他说了这句话的时候他的仆人就好了。
And nothing has changed for us yet even today. God's word still has that kind of power.
那在今天呢这个话语还是一样的神的话语还是同样有同样的力量。
Jesus was walking along one day and he came to a man called Levi. He was a tax collector.
那有一天呢耶稣在行走的时候他遇见了利未他是一个那个税吏。
Tax collectors were hated by the people of that time because they always cheated the people. They took more money than they should.
那当时税吏呢在人群中是非常被人厌恶的因为他们常常就是多收别人的税。
So oftentimes tax collectors were rather wealthy.
那当时的税吏也是很有钱。
When Jesus saw Levi, he said to him, follow me.
那他见到利未的时候他就跟利未说你来跟随我。
And immediately Levi left everything, all the wealth that he would have had in the way, and followed Jesus.
那当时利未听了以后呢他就把自己所有的钱财都放弃了跟随了耶稣。
When Jesus came to his home, he threw a big party and he invited Jesus to come and he invited a whole pile of tax collectors.
那他邀请耶稣来他这个家的时候他就开了一个很大的 party, 然后请很多很多税吏也来到这个 party 里面。
Now the Pharisees and the scribes, they complained, Jesus is eating with these sinners.
那当时的法利赛人就说耶稣在跟这些罪人来吃饭。
They didn't realize that they are sinners too.
他们没有知道他们没有发现他们自己也是罪人。
And so Jesus shared with them and had a wonderful time to tell them all the best news of the whole world.
那耶稣就跟他们在一起分享了这个世界上最好的好消息。
Levi then became one of his followers.
那利未也成为他其中的一个跟随者。
And just by speaking the word, he became a very powerful follower.
那只是因为神对他说话，他就成为一个非常有力的一个跟随者。
In our story today of the sower, there are all the different kinds of people in the world.
那这个故事讲到就是各种撒种的，就是在世界上有各种各样不同的人。
The word of God comes to them all in the same way.
那神的话语呢，跟我们每个人来都讲都是一样的。
But how they receive it is all in a different way.
那我们人怎么样来接受这个话呢，都是不同的。
And you can decide today what kind of seed you are.
那你们今天就可以来决定你是什么样的种子。
The first one he says here in our script that the seed falls upon a path.
那第一
And the birds come and they eat it up and it's gone. And when that word is spoken, of God's word is spoken, and we find that the same happens with people's hearts. Their hearts are hard, just like the path is hard and the seed cannot go into the soil. And so the seed cannot go into their hearts either. If the evil one is the one who takes it away. And of course, that evil one is none other than the devil himself. He has always been fighting against God, and he always will until the end of time. But the good thing for us is to we can know that we have somebody fighting for us too. So the second one that it talks about in the scripture is it falls upon stony ground, ground that has just a little bit of soil. And so that seed grows up really quickly. But when the sun comes out, it dries the ground, and of course the plant dies. And that can happen to our hearts too. Our hearts are just like that kind of soil. Because there are things that come into our life, maybe troubles, and we can be sure that we're going to experience some troubles. And therefore, that good news of Jesus fades away. The next one, it talks about that it falls among some thorns. And the thorns grow up and they choke out that grain. And it is the same with us, that we have all these things that happen in our lives that choke away that the good news of Jesus. In fact, the Bible says oftentimes it can be the deceitfulness of money. Sometimes we say today that money talks. Sometimes it doesn't talk very good. Because it takes us away from the Lord. And you can have all the money in the world and no Lord and you have nothing. Because you can't take it with you. And at my age, I'm figuring that out a little faster than probably any of you are. And it's so easy that those thorns can choke away what really God wants us to have in our hearts. But then it talks about there is that which has 100%. You can, when the seeds are planted, it happens so beautifully. And people believe in Jesus. They hear the word and they follow it right away. I've had the privilege of being able to support an organization called the Canadian Bible Society. I support a number of charities that are in the world. Some of them are more of a favorite for me than others. There's one in Africa which is called Operation Smile. These are children that have a hair lip. And it isn't easy for those children in Africa because they are made fun of, and they often are told that they have a demon in them.
那在非洲来讲呢，这些孩子是非常不容易的。那他们就会嘲笑这些孩子，甚至说他们有就是有啊邪灵在这些孩子身上。
It is absolutely devastating for them.
那对这个孩子来说是非常痛苦。
And yet, people from U.S. and Canada will go to Africa and very easy operation and can fix that.
那很多北美的人呢，就会去那帮助这些孩子做手术，其实是个非常简单的手术。
Mothers will carry their children for absolutely kilometers and sometimes days in order that they can get them to the doctor.
那当地的母亲呢，就是可以把这个孩子就是走啊非常远的距离，以至于这个孩子能够接受这个手术。
We say that education is for a future of a child. This operation is for the future of that child.
那我们说就是教育呢是一个孩子的未来。那这个手术呢，对这些孩子来说就是他们的未来。
It just changes their life forever.
就是改变他们整个人生。
And in this time that I have worked with the Canadian Bible Society.
那我现在在跟一个加拿大的一个圣经的机构在合作。
They sent me a brochure on what's happening with the Bible societies in the world.
那他发了一个传单，就是讲在世界各地的这个机构的一些事情。
Because God's word has such power.
因为神的话语是这么有能力。
And they said in the last 5 years of the Bible societies in the world.
那这里说呢，在过去五年，在全世界的这个圣经机构呢
，270 languages are were printed in the Bible.
那有超过270种语言的圣经有发表。
That's completed more than what there were before.
那这些就是比他之前所有的。
That's 1.7 billion people that then can have the language, the Bible in their language.
就是超过1.7 亿的人可以领到他们的圣经，用他们的语言。
And then also they sometimes don't print the whole Bible because they don't have time.
那有的时候他们不会印出所有的每一章的圣经。
And so they'll print a portion of it, maybe a gospel like the Gospel of Luke.
那他们有时候就会印刷圣经的其中一章，比方说是路加福音。
In 1991, I had the privilege of going to Ukraine and Russia.
那1991年的时候呢，我去过乌克兰还有俄罗斯。
President Gorbachev had opened the Soviet Union for the first time. Westerners were able to go to Ukraine and Russia.
那当时就是俄国。苏联他就是第一次开国，让人可以去到俄罗斯跟乌克兰。
And so I happened to have the privilege of being invited to come and join the first group that went into this area.
那我非常荣幸呢，我就是第一批，就是接受了他们的邀请去到那个地方。
And it was really something to be able to go to a country where they had been told for 70 years there is no God.
那这个就对我来说是个极大荣幸，因为当时这个国家有70年说没有神。
And so we took a film with us called the Jesus film.
那我们就拿了一个影片，就是讲耶稣的影片。
And it was totally the story of the Gospel of Luke.
那就是路加福音的整本路加福音的信息。
As you watched it in this movie, you could just turn the pages in Luke and you could follow the whole story.
那你看这个影片的时候，就好像你在翻那个路加福音。
And so when I was in Ukraine, we just hang up some bed sheets someplace outside and show the film.
那我们在乌克兰的时候，我们就把那个床单就是这样晾起来，然后呢就把这个影片打在上面来看。
Of course, we didn't.Start the film till 10 o'clock because it never got dark till then, and then it took 2 hours, and so it would be midnight before the film was over.
那当时就是十点以后才会天黑，所以我们十点才开始放影片，然后两个小时之后已经是半夜了。
And so the parents complained to the police because they tried to get their kids to come home and go to bed, and they, of course, wouldn't come home.
那当时那个父母呢，就是跟那个警察就抱怨说，他们的孩子到半夜了也不回家，因为这些孩子还想看这些电影。
But we had a lot of translators that told us how we could get around the police and get lost before they found us.
那我们当时有很多翻译就教我们哦，怎么样就是跟那个。
Because our purpose was to be able to give Jesus to them.
那因为我们的目的就是想把耶稣带给他们。
And from these children, they'd never heard of Jesus.
那对于这些孩子来讲说，他们从来没有听过耶稣的名。
And many of the parents that also came out, they listened to the whole story about it.
那当时也有很多父母跟着孩子一起出来，然后他们就听了整个故事。
And so we were seeing.That what a change was taking place in the lives of the people that we were able to share with in Ukraine.
那当时在乌克兰，我们看到我们触摸的这些人的生命的改变。
One of my translators was a university student from Ukraine.
那当时在我的那个翻译呢，是一个大学学生，在乌克兰。
And they would skip university because they were also taking English. They'd say to us.We will learn more English by being with you in these 2 weeks. And they wouldn't go to school for 2 weeks. We'll learn more English from you than we will in the class for the whole year.
那当时这些学生就就翘课，然后来参加我们这个两个星期的这个 camp. 所以呢，他们说我们在这两个星期学到的英文比我们在教室一年所学到的还多。
And so...One of the translators that I had made a comment one day that all the people in Canada are Christians.
那当时呢，我其中的一个学生还跟我说，哦，是不是所有加拿大人都是基督徒呢？
I said to her, "Where in the world did you get that from?"
那我说，哦，你是从哪里觉得是这样子呢？
And she said to me, "Why not? You have everything."And I could understand that statement because in comparison to them, they had nothing.
那当然我也能够理解，因为我们与他们相比的话，我们真的，他们真的什么都没有。
And I immediately said to her, "That's the problem. People in Canada have everything. They don't think they need Jesus."
那我就跟他说，这就是我们的问题。我们在加拿大，我们所有的东西我们都有，可是我们就没有耶稣。
And it's so easy to get carried away by the problems that are in our society that we forget about focusing only on Jesus.
那我们这个社会中有各种各样的问题，导致于我们没有办法来集中精力在耶稣的身上。
There were 1,160 languages of a portion of the scripture printed in those 5 years as well.
那有超过一千种语言，就是。有翻译圣经的某一部分。
450 million people were able to read those scriptures in their language.
那超过4500万的人可以用他们的语言来读圣经。
And now it says that 80% of the world's population can read the Bible in their language.
那这里说到超过80%的人群呢，可以用他们自己的语言来读圣经。
That's about 5.7 billion people.
那就是相当于5.7亿人。
With the help of people like the Canadian Bible Society.
那就是通过这个圣经机构的帮助呢。
I'm going to whoever that's a Chinese name, so I'll let you use it. This man.When he was 41, came to know Jesus.
那这里写到有一个人叫做什么广根，他41岁的时候呢，认识耶稣。
But he needed the language that he spoke in China, Black Yi.
I'm not really.
Why I with us?
那这个人他在就是他不讲中文，他讲的是一个就是可能是方言的，可能黑语，我不知道他写的是黑语，我不知道。
But he never had the language in or a Bible in his own language.
那他并没有在他的语言中有一本圣经。
It took almost 30 years before he was able to get a hold of a Bible in his native tongue.
那呢，就是他等了超过30年，以至于他可以用他啊本族的语言来读圣经。
It says that he had heard the pastor was bringing some to their city. They had 20 Bibles coming in his language.
那他这个讲到说有超过20本的圣经呢，会来到他的这个总部当中。
He stayed up till midnight until that pastor arrived so that he could get one.
那他就是也就不睡觉，一直等到这个牧师给他带来一本。
And he was absolutely thrilled. About 4 years ago, I had the opportunity to go to Kenya, Africa. I had built a church for the Maasai people in memory of my wife. A Maasai man had given 6 acres and he wanted his tribe to know, hear about Jesus.
那其中一个马赛的人呢，他就给了我们6 acre 的地，以至于我们可以在上面建一个教堂。
So I just needed to provide for the materials because people from Abbotsford, a group of Christian people, went there and built the church.
那我只需要提供一些建筑材料。那我们当时在 Abbotsford 的一群人就去到那个地方来建了一个教会。
But the Maasai people usually, they're the cattle people, and so they're out grazing their cattle all the time, and the children are grazing the little ones, the sheep and the goats, so they don't go to school.
那这个马赛的人群他们是牧羊的，所以他们有很多牛羊。那这个大人呢就放牛，然后小孩子呢就放一些小一点的动物，羊啊什么的。
And so it's no use taking Bibles because they can't read them.
那他们因为这样子，他们没有办法上学，所以他们也不能读圣经。
And they spend all day grazing cattle in the various places, and then each night they bring them back into their little village.Where they can stay in a big circle inside so the lions can't get them.
那他们每天白天呢都在放羊，到晚上的时候他们就把羊群给集中在一个地方，以至于这当地的狮子呢不会来吃这些羊群。
Then the next day they take them out again and graze them, and that's what they do over and over and over again.
那第二天呢，他们又去放羊，放这些牛，这个就是他们每一天的生活。
So a man had told me that there are.Solar Bibles available. And the only place that you could get them was in China. And the Chinese government allowed that they could be printed in these various languages, so we gave them the language of the Maasai.Plus the native language of Kenya, which would be Swahili, and they printed 500 of those Bibles for us.
那这个因为中国政府呢允许我们就是印刷这样的圣经，用那个太阳能的办法，所以呢，当时我们就印刷了他们马赛的语言，另外呢，也印刷了肯尼亚当地的语言 Swahili.
And so, when we took these Bibles, a solar Bible is.It just speaks to you like a cell phone. You can turn it on and it would give them the scripture or the Bible in their language.
那这种太阳能的圣经呢，就是它会读，然后你按着它一下，它就会用他们当地的语言读给他们听。
And Africa has a lot of sun. It's a solar Bible, so you just set the thing out there in the sun and it keeps it powered up.
那当然肯定要有很多太阳了，所以只要把这个东西放大，那这个东西就会一定有电。
Because the Maasai homes and villages where they would live or spend the night, there's no power.
那当居住地方是没有电的。
And of course they don't need power because they have the a solar Bible now.
那他们当然也不需要电，因为他们有他们太阳能圣经。
At the dedication of the church, many Maasai saw something was going on in this area.
那当时呢，就是马赛呢，就发现就是这个地方有一些问题。
And so they left their cattle with a few of the guys to take care of them. While they came, they did not come in the church, but they lined up at the fence.
那这些人呢,就把他们呢,这个牛群羊群就给别人看过,然后他们就走到这个教堂这边,他们就在这个教堂的这个围栏上排起队。
And so I said, well, in Canada, whenever we have a dedication, we always have a meal after. So we got to have a meal here. And so we were able to hire somebody to cater a meal there.
那当时我就跟他们说,在加拿大呢,如果我们有一些就是聚集的话,之后呢, dedication.
Like this meal was catered, I say in the boonies. It was the boonies.
那我们就是之后。
And then we could invite these Maasai people to come and join us. And I was giving this, and they had heard about these solar Bibles. Somebody had said it doesn't take long for the word to spread.
那当时其中一些人就听说我们有这个就是电子的圣经,太阳的圣经。
The Maasai are very tall, slim, and I went to this man because he came to me. They told me, I told him, if you go to this guy, he'll give you one.
那当时他,因为马赛的人是非常高大,其中一个人就来找我,因为当时别人说,你找他,你就会有一个圣经。
So I wanted to bring a picture back to Canada of me giving this guy a Bible.
那我就是非常想给他照一张相,然后拿回加拿大,就是我给这个人这个圣经的时候。
But I couldn't get him to smile. Finally, we got him to smile while we take the picture. The reason he didn't want to smile is he didn't have any teeth. There's no such thing as health care or dental care in a lot of those places where they are. But my concern was now he had the word of God and it has power. And it can speak to their hearts and to their minds, and they've got nothing else to do. What do you do watching cows eat grass? You may as well listen to the Bible. And you can see that there has been, that the power of the word has changed many people's lives. When I received this brochure from the Canadian Bible Society, they told me about a lady in Syria who was there involved during the war. And because of her problems, of course, with the war, she had fled to a camp in Jordan. But her problems came with her to Jordan. Her husband drank heavily and he abused his wife severely. And she just didn't feel she could stand it in life any longer. So she poured gasoline over herself and was going to light herself on fire and take her life. Because of the abuse from the father, from the husband, and her son begged her and begged her not to light the match. And I suppose that God spoke to her at that moment in some way, even though she didn't know him, to listen to her son. She realized that her life with her husband was horrible, but her son also needed her. While she was in the camp, some Christian people discovered her and her plight.
And
Anybody who pours gasoline over themselves and is going to light themselves on fire, which is a horrible way to die, terribly painful, has to have help.
那你想他一个人宁愿就是被火这样活活烧死，他肯定是有很多问题的，他需要帮助。
And so they used the Bible with her to share what Jesus was offering her and giving her some hope for the future.
那他们就用神的话语呢，给他讲，耶稣可以帮助他。
She had never heard this message before.
那他从来也没有听到过这样的信息。
But it touched her heart as something that she could have for the future.
那但是这个东西触摸到她的心，就好像她能够有一个未来。
She said, all I really needed was somebody to listen to my story.
她就说，我真的需要的就是有人能够听听我说的话。
And of course, these Christian people listened to her story and her difficulty with her husband.
那这些基督徒人就听了她的见证，就是知道她的情况跟她丈夫的情况。
But also shared with her how she could have hope in Jesus.
对，也跟她分享如何在耶稣里她能够有盼望。
It was enough to change her life.
那这个就足够于改变她的生活。
And it is through those kind of organizations like Canadian Bible Society that is I contribute, which I can't go to Jordan and work with these people, but I can through these organizations.
那呢，就是通过这些，比如说这种圣经的机构呢，把这些盼望给他们。当然，我自己不能去，但是我可以就是奉献一些在这个非福利机构。Folks,
we all live in a world of sin.
那我们大家呢，都是活在一个罪恶的世界当中。There
are going to be problems.
那一定是会有问题的。We're
going to face troubles.
我们一定会面对很多困难。
You can guarantee that that's going to happen in your or around your life.
那你知道就是你一定是会遇见的，还有包括你身边的。
Where do you go for your strength?
那你怎么样来获得你的力量？
Where do you go to give peace to your own heart?
怎么样把那个平安带到自己心里？
Where do you get hope for the future?
你的未来你怎么样得到盼望？
When my wife passed away, I thought, well, it left a big hole in my life, I guess you could say. But without Jesus, I knew that's where she was.
但是我知道她跟耶稣在一起。
Because when the hospital called me and said she had a downturn because she wasn't able to breathe well, she went to the hospital.
那那个医院给我打电话的时候，就说他好像突然不好了，因为他没有办法呼吸。
And they asked if we had talked in our family about resuscitation.
那他就问我，就是有没有跟家里人就是讲过就是事后的事情。
I said, no, we haven't talked about it, but whatever you do, do to keep her alive.
那我说我们都没有讨论过这个事情，但是不管怎样，你一定要让她活着。
And then I headed to the hospital immediately.
那我就马上就奔向这个医院。
But by the time I got there, she had passed away already.
但是我到的时候呢，她已经过世了。
And the doctor came to me and said, we did everything we could, and we could not save her.
那这个医生就过来说，我们已经就试过所有办法，但是我们没有办法能够就是救她。
And I thought, she's in the best place for healthcare, in the hospital with doctors and all the equipment that you would need.
那我当时就想，哦，她已经是在一个最好的环境了，有所有的医生，有所有的器材能够帮助她。
And they couldn't save her.
但是可是他们还是没有办法救她。
Then I knew the Lord took her home.
然后我就知道是神把她接走。
And I knew enough, you don't argue with the Lord.
那我也知道，就是我们不跟神就是讨价还价。And
that's when the doctor told me we did everything and couldn't save her. I knew. Then you leave it in the Lord's hands, and that gave me tremendous comfort. I tell you these stories so that you know there is power in God's word.
那我跟你讲这些故事，就是因为我想让你知道神的话语是有力量。I
grew up in a home where before breakfast, my father would always read from the Bible.
那我在我成长过程中呢，就是每天吃早餐之前呢，我的父亲都会读圣经。And
I'm thankful that I had or came from a family that looked upon the Lord for their help.
那我就是非常荣幸，就是我们的家庭有一个就是敬畏神的家庭。And
through whatever needs we had, we always stopped to pray.
那不管我们有什么需要呢，我们总是先祷告。If
you're going to pray, you have to believe, obviously, that somebody's going to respond.
那你,
and God does.
那你祷告的时候，你当然要相信有某一个人会在听，而且会跟你讲。That's
my encouragement for you today. You can always find strength and hope in the Word of God.
那这就是我想跟你们讲的，只要在神的话语当中，你会永远都会找到力量跟盼望。We
have the language in the Bible in our language.
我们就是有圣经呢，用在我们的语言当中翻译。And
I've been involved in the Word of God all my life.
那我当然在这个神的话语当中，我就是我的整个生活、生命都在学习神的话语。And
I still find that each night before I go to sleep, I want to read from His power, from His Word, to just give me rest for the night and for my life.
可是呢，每一天呢，我还是愿意晚上的时候花一些时间读他的话语，以至于我的生命可以有力量盼望。I
encourage you to do the same. You'll never regret it.
那我也鼓励你，也是同样，你不会后悔的。Let's
pray.
那我们一起祷告。Father,
we thank you so much that you have given us the Word of God in the language that we can read.
神啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你，就是我们能够读懂的话语来。We
thank you that you are making it available in so many other languages that people of the world able to find the power from Almighty God.
我们也感谢你，让这个圣经在别的语言也有翻译，然后他们也可以从神的话语当中得到力量。Father,
we pray that you would use these organizations to bring more of the Word of God in the language of the people.
但是主，我们也祷告，使用这些机构，以至于他们能够给其他语言的提供更多的圣经。So
they can be like the seed that falls on good ground, and it produces 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold.
让他们可以就是让种子种到好土里，可以结果100倍、60倍、30倍。
Father, we thank you also especially that we are able to be here today so that we can give you worship and praise. For who you are and what you are. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.